Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Through biblical counseling and keeping his faith in God that was taught by his grandparents, Goodman transformed himself from a depressed and suicidal young man with no hope nor future in one of the world's top endurances known as life, the only man in history whose true mission to inspire others so they don't be bitter, be better, and act daily life, help others in this human race. In Off the Path, he shares his astonishing life story and reveals that most of us face various personal battles internally and as if there is no way out. Goodman's inspiration of no-hold-bar mentality and no more excuses to push past the storm of life, eliminate self-doubt and negative people, accepting and build self-love, and develop a relationship with God to be able to reach their full potential as it is meant to be. Ideal motivation for anyone looking to open their hearts and give more of themselves to the world. Available now. Get your copy today.
We live in a world where language and communication have become politically correct. We say bullshit. This is In the Trenches. We talk about what we want, how we want.
How we want.
Real and raw.
From the military to veterans, society, spiritual, government, education, and everything in between, we're having real discussions about it all. Let's do this. This is In the Trenches. And now your host, Joss Young.
Oh man, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to welcome to In the Trenches. Y'all know it best. We are going to do it raw, regular, the way that we need to do it, the way that we need to know how to do it. But Donald Baker, while you got us all on here like this, you might as well just go on and bring Antonio in so we can just do it properly, you know,
because who is Antonio? Who is Antonio? Who is Antonio?
The myth, the measure, legend. You know, that's what they say. You can't plan better. Where you at?
Let's see Kevin back in
there. Dude, what's happening, y'all? What's happening? Glad to be back. I appreciate y'all.
Listen,
Antonio, I'm telling you now, the cat is coming out of the bag. That's all I'm going to say. The teacher not here. Look, the teacher not here. All types of stuff is going to happen. I can already tell it. We came in raw, fucking and raw. Let's get it. I hope you ready.
It's so good to see. Now, listen, we're gonna keep it timely, but I do want to make some comments here. Look at here. I know we live. But,
I mean, but she looking good, ain't she?
That's what I mean, get out of my bag, Antonio. Get your hands out of my bag. That's what I was going to say. Now, you ain't going to rush her because look like you're trying to go move around. You're looking good. Give me sugar.
Mwah. I missed you last week. Mwah.
And I got your message. We got to talk because I was meaning to, you know, I got to forget the East Coast, the West Coast, and Central.
Yes.
Time, but we got to talk because I saw something that I'm very interested in. And listen, okay. Tonight is going to be.
Quiet as kept. I ain't seen Antonio either because he's working on something really, really big. Something really, really great. So it's awesome to see Antonio because I have realized for the last 2.5 years that I need my shot of Antonio.
Antonio has learned.
He's a good shot.
That most people need to do. And I ain't the type. Gaslight nobody because I don't like to be gaslighted. Antonio has always been a man of substance and surprises and sustainable.
Thank you.
We don't get to talk often. I used to see him at my building a lot, but when you're a little bitty man like me and you're coming up against a big man like Antonio, and I got his book I keep on the shelf here. I wish I could get up, but the host that's not here tonight may fire me, but I have his book. I really appreciate you, brother. I mean, what you're doing and have brought to this community, whether they understand it or like it or not. Now, listen, if everybody like you, I can't get to mine, beautiful. Yes. Pull it up a little close.
I got one.
I got
somebody
one.
Asked me the other day what was a book that I read. I said, well, I'll be honest, you know, everybody talks about rich man, poor dad, and all that, and rich man and Babylon. I told him, I think The Richest Man in the Trash Can was one of the betters. He said, what was that? I said, yeah, it was the take on all of them, but this brother came from the trash can. I said, so I don't know about you, but that was the one that I read. He was like, oh, okay. Look like, okay, she reads. This bitch reads. Yes, she does.
He did something. He can tell you this. Me, him, and the host and his staff, and Grace was there. Dion, is it Dion? D. I'll call it D. She was there. That's we good. Took over a restaurant in Iowa City, and we broadcast live. Do you remember, Antonio?
Yes, sir. I remember, and it was good. And
we had some good eating and some good talking. And the dominant culture was trying to figure out what the hell is going on in this place where all these chocolate folks are here and cameras everywhere. Do you remember that?
I do. We had a good time, too. We had a good time.
Oh, man, I fell in love. That's my girl. I love me some Gracie.
She's awesome.
Grace, she is a very, very, no gaslighting, please. Don't
no,
do
she's
that.
Awesome. No, she's awesome.
And she's an intelligent woman. Of course, D is the back office runner of everything. See, remember, people, the president don't call no shots.
Talk to the camera, Donald, and not to the people on your screen. Because they need to hear bitch going to be shot. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Kara. Look, how you doing, Kara?
I'm doing something.
Don't
new.
Look at me. Don't look at me, Kara.
I ain't got nobody.
Dave.
I got one, two, three cameras. One, two, three. So long as I know y'all can see me and hear me. But listen,
there it is.
Grace is good. D is the back office. She make the shickety happens.
That's a fact.
That's like the president. He just y'all president. He's a buffoon, but the buffoon gets a piece of paper to follow, and it's from people who has a high level of intelligence like D. 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 Give me a shout out, D. Come on, D. So listen, let's not forget Joshine tonight. He's out. He's having a good time on vacation. What an awesome man. We thank God for him and what he does. And I just want to make sure that he don't fire all of us tonight. We want to keep it going. This topic tonight is very heavy. And I think he got the right crew for it, okay? Don't worry about me. I'm keeping up with multiple cameras. I'm trying to do this here, okay? I'm trying to make it do what it do. Antonio Smith is the man. I tell you, man. Listen, before we, I want to give another shout out in a second to the host and let me co-host tonight with the rest of these beautiful people. But Antonio, man, you're looking good. Your skin
Thank
is shining
you,
like
yes, sir.
And good and misunderstood. I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this broadcast because too much is up on me right now.
Mm-hmm. You over there looking good. He right.
He right. I'd be like that says Don Lemons.
He says it's gonna be an after dark episode.
Good, you showed me.
Talking about church. That's what we need to do. Bring church after dark, and then half the people will fucking listen.
Oh,
we can bring church after dark, then they might listen.
I'm gonna go down.
God gave me all of this, and he told me that after dark was when I was supposed to use it. But until you get to the same level where I'm at after dark, we can't do what God is calling you to do.
Stop, girl. You better stop that. You stop it. Now, the host is not here. Did we lose him?
Mm-mm.
You better stop, girl. The host is not here. You're going to make me go and put me some Beijing in my beard.
Don't you do it. You know, that's a Billy Duffigan thing. Don't do that shit. He's dripping in the summertime, leaking in the summer.
Don't make me turn this show to some kind of something, you know, bad. But you're looking good now. I can't get started. Why you do that? You know, we're gonna be talking Bible and stuff tonight, Antonio.
Yeah, she got a swoop to the side too, don't she?
Yeah,
she's doing some wavy stuff. Yeah, some wavy stuff.
Watch out there now. Listen, let's get on the phone. Joshine, again, thank God for the gentleman. The man does a phenomenal work in the community, and he does things that is just great. I don't know if you guys follow us now. Look, if you want to view this broadcast tonight, I know we are going on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Jesus Christ, heaven, we're everywhere, all right? Just go in and search in the trenches, okay? And to have these two misunderstood is a very intellectual and wonderful person. And of course, he needs no introduction because he's known internationally, worldwide, Antonio Smith, who brings such jewels and diamonds to the broadcast every time I see him on and stuff. Joshine, we may just take over it from here. You're walking papers. Well, let's go. So tonight we want to discuss something that is going to kind of be a little, I don't anticipate us staying traditional, but is religion a ritual? Now, let me say something here. Understand this. To pose a question, is religion a ritual? It's like posing a question is being addicted to something is bad. No, it's not. It ain't bad to be addicted to something. Depend on what you're addicted to. I'm addicted to reading the Bible. I'm addicted to walking.
That's fair.
I'm addicted to coffee. It depends on what you're addicted to. I'm addicted to loving people who don't love me. Do you get it? I want you to go. I'm going to turn the wheel over to my man, Antonio, because this is going to be rough, raggedy, and rootless.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess you got to start at what's a ritual, right? That's the problem.
And rituals are not bad. You got to understand.
No. Right now, Sister Adrian came to the camera looking extra well.
And now, that should be illegal the way she's looking tonight.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And it should be a ritual that a man compliments a woman. And you should get addicted to the ritual of opening a woman's door. And I know we've ascended past gender roles in the 21st century, but some gender roles, or some at least some chivalry in the act of gender roles, we should be addicted to. So should we be addicted to making sure Adrian don't have to change light bulbs, don't have to take dishes or wash dishes at night because we cleaned up after ourselves, and don't have to take our own trash? Those are good things to back up Donald Baker's point. Being addicted to treating her like a queen is a good addiction. And it should be a ritual, and we should have ritualistic habits of doing this. So is religion a ritual? Then the answer would be absolutely yes. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing, and how we're applying that? I'm sure that's where the podcast is going soon. But anything that you do more than once in a sense of tradition aimed to a higher purpose is a ritual by definition. So that's the ritual part. I'll lend the microphone, because I'm sure we're going to talk about other stuff. And I'm all like here it. For it.
I like how you said that, though, because it is the ritual part. Like, so if it was my question, I would say, is religion routine? Same type of thing, but it's a totally different thing, because that's what usually ends up happening in the religion. We routinely do it. So now it's the ritual, because like Antonio just gave you the definition of it. It is what we do in the constant basis of how we do. That makes it ritual. But it's the routine that makes you lose the thing in it. You know what I mean?
So the question is religion a ritual?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely a ritual. Now, is it relational?
Ooh, wait a minute now, damn it, Antonio.
You know.
You going right there right now?
I mean, that was part of y'all topic. I didn't make it. That's what y'all sent to me. You know, am I in relationship with Arshia? Shout out to Arshia, I see in the comments. Am I in relationship with Arshia?
She's on the run.
She on the run. I think she said she got to go to a meeting. Am I in a relationship with Arshia because I opened her door ritualistically, but my motives are not there? My motives are not in alignment with a long-term fellowship with her. Then no, I may be in a ritual with her, and I may be self-serving in that ritual. But if I'm not relational with her, then I'm no good to her. I'm no good to her daughter. I'm no good to her future at all. So ritual and relational are two different things.
Extreme.
So then when I host has posed, is religion a ritual? And we have concluded the answer is yes. When I looked over the topic, and as much as you try to figure this thing out, you have to come to the conclusion, religion has cult-like tendencies.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Let me go first. Because I'm a throw a gasoline on this fire.
Break in the wall. Throw it in there.
I'm gonna throw a gasoline on this fire. Many of you don't know because I'm now known as a businessman, all sorts of stuff.
No, you're known. Tell people what you're known.
Well, the richest man in trash can.
Can I borrow $2?
Fair enough. Right, and today
I'll take you back when my hump.
No doubt. I mean, today I own my own artificial intelligence, like open AI and all sorts of stuff. But I've been pastoring every day for the last 12 years, or maybe 13. June 1st changes that. So June 1st is my what you would call pastoral anniversary. And I got licensed to preach December 6th, 2008 is when I did my first sermon. And then June 1st, 2012, I pastored my only church. I've only had one church. And I'm here to tell you, and maybe this is a church thing, maybe this is a black church thing, not sure yet. But I must say, my friends, I've only ever benefited from the church ever when I start pastoring it. No other time. And I really, really, really need to jump on this cross and say that out loud. And I know I shouldn't. And I am well aware that what I just said is so inflammatory, Adrian and Donald, that we can talk about it for 16 weeks. But I'm going to say it again because it needs to be said. Now, I've never drawn a salary from my church ever because I've always made too much money since 2008. So there's never been a reason to. But I'm telling you, as long as I've ever been in church, I've never benefited. Not spiritually. Certainly, maybe spiritually. But certainly never anything tangible that I can hold in my hand. It was not until I became the head of the church that I benefited from the church. And I find that to be a deplorable, despicable, major issue that I would love for more people like me to have the balls to talk about. I'm sorry, I dropped the mic right there. Y'all can, they throwing stones at me for sure. But you called me here to have an intelligent conversation. So there you go.
So there's so many ways that I could go with that right there.
Plenty.
Because you're not going to say no shit like that and then drop it. And think that this is going to be all right that you just said some shit and then drop it like that. Like, nah, bro, hold up. Pick the mic back up. Hand it to him. Thank you. Excuse me. Because when you say...
I meant every word. I will not apologize. I meant every word.
It's real because you said tangible.
Right.
And for those who don't know what tangible means, it means you pick it up,
hold it,
touch it.
You
can feel it. It's not a faith thing. It's not a, you know, resting on the promises and not any of those things. It's he's talking about what you can take to the bank. Hate to say it like that, but what you can take to the bank.
Right.
And then to say that he was in charge, it was the first time that it happened.
Yep.
But yet, is religion a ritual?
That's very ritualistic that only the leader would benefit.
Do you understand? We show up every day. We show up all the time. We do what we do. We say how we say to back up the actions that we do. But tangibly, there's nothing... We don't see the benefit of what it is. Like you feel the benefit in your brain.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like if you believe it, you can then achieve it because you believed it. But yet a lot of people don't ever achieve it. They just always continuously believe it. and they die in the booty.
Comfortable with a ritual. Listen, I don't like religion. I am a non-religious person. I am a relationship person.
Good for you.
I am not a Christian.
Right.
I done messed up some shit.
But that begs the question. Right. I mean, did Christ establish Christianity?
I'm going to get some calls, so let me make it clear why I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian. Put some music to that. I am not a Christian. Because the Bible didn't command me to be a Christian. He said, whosoever believeth on me,
right,
out of his belly shall flow rivers. My point tonight is what has been crippling, handicapped, debilitating to America is religion.
Fair enough.
Religion is made by man.
Yeah.
Christianity is impossible to achieve because it demands a high level. See, we got that from Paul, help me, preacher, when he was at Antioch. And they told Paul, you've been converted, now you're going over there acting like them Christians. That's where Christianity first started. But the Bible commands us to be not Christians, but to be believers. I believe. Therefore, all things are possible to them that are Christian. All things are possible to them that believe.
Come on.
When you move from religion to ritual to relationship to believing, stuff happens. When Jesus went to the graveyard and knocked on the tomb of Lazarus, Lazarus didn't have a choice but to get up. Why? Because the maker and the giver of life was talking. So everything in his body that was had to come back together. Why? What I'm saying is religion is a handicap. And I'll tell you, not only that, Christianity is a handicap. Most people misunderstood your show. Such a distraction tonight, but I love it.
Looking like Dorothy Dandridge.
I tell you, I'm about to book you on spirit since we talked.
Little Halle Berry over there. Yeah.
You trying to get some more contracts or what? You trying to do something? Preachers would do it. Let me tell y'all, don't tell nobody I ever said this, okay? Let me tell y'all a little secret since we're talking about is religion a ritual. Don't mention this because it'll get me in trouble. You know, I'm a bishop. I've been a bishop in 3 organizations, consult to 7 different churches now. But don't tell nobody I said this. When the preachers go out to preach in other churches, they preach to get engagements to go to others.
Oh, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Trying to get paid. Misunderstood?
That's absolutely fair.
You dressed up tonight looking like you're trying to get some engagements.
Yeah. She's going to tear your whole church up. Yeah. Listen, preach all the walls down.
The host probably pissing in his boots right now while he's out there flying on somewhere on some Learjet. But understand why I say I'm not a Christian. Understand I'm not tied to religion. I am tied to belief.
That's fair.
If the Bible said, I believe it.
So, Donner, I have a question. I have a question. Because in all of that you do and how you have belief and how you can say you are a believer, was it not the ritual of continuously doing what you're doing that makes you have that conviction, that belief?
A ritual, look, if we're going to say it's religion, a ritual, A ritual to me is almost like a tradition. Everybody don't celebrate Christmas, but it's a tradition. Easter is tradition. We celebrate. We all come together, this thing like that. Ritual. Yoga is a ritual. Meditation is a ritual. And I can define some of those as kind of borderline demonic. It's so quiet.
Well, they would say the ritual is words are associated with certain things. Because when hear ritual, a lot of times the first thing you want to do is think demonic in the ritual. Because it's like witches have rituals, you know.
The
like
witches does this.
Your Bible got rituals all over it. Hold on, the Bible got rituals all over it.
Preach dogma.
Yeah.
And try to make dogma doctrine.
Right. So, but Agent asked a really good question about when her first question to you about about religion, and I thought about that when you practice them over and over. That's a discipline. When you practice something over and over and get good at it, that's a discipline. So Donald Baker is more accurately saying, I am disciplined in the ways of Jesus. I'm not ritualistic in pushing and punishing people with the ways of Jesus. So when you practice something over and over and over again, that's a discipline. And discipline takes no talent. It's something that you do, you show up every day, and you win. So, Adrian, your question is extremely valid because once we start correcting people with a discipline, once we start becoming taller than people with the discipline, it's no longer a discipline. It's a religion now. It's a ritual now. So if Adrian's mother is a lawyer and the father is a lawyer and the grandma is a lawyer, then now that discipline of law is now being pushed upon Adrian, and Adrian doesn't receive it as a discipline. She receives it as, if you are not going to be a lawyer, you don't fit in this family. So then she rejects that ritualistic teaching, that tribal thinking is what the scholars would say. And then from there, that is what we're dealing with here today. I can explain just really briefly, but let me just say something real quick. So my bachelor's is in.
Let me ask you a question.
Remind me to qualify myself before I get killed, because I'm going to say a bunch of stuff. Go ahead. Nah, you're good. Okay. You're good.
So if we're going to talk about is religion a ritual, then we must talk about is baptism a ritual?
Sure it is, but Jesus said it was.
And baby dedication.
Doesn't do it anyway, right?
Now, let me say this. I have a problem with some rituals, so I don't want you to lose your thought.
Well, you should have a problem with baby dedication, then. According to everything you said, you should have a problem with baby dedication.
Okay.
I got you.
That's what I'm getting at. And I think it's what you call, it's like when the preacher, I'm going to mess with the preachers and they're going to get rid of me and they're going to stop using my service that I do. I am in the credit card processing business and I set all churches' businesses up to start taking credit card payments and stuff. I just did a commercial, but the host going to fire me anyway. And I'm going to make a special, if I can remind me to make a special, seriously important announcement before we leave. Baby dedications, it's just it's what the preachers use, like when they preach it. And the Bible said, high five your neighbor, touch somebody and tell them it's going to be all right. It's a filler. Based on everything you said, you shouldn't like them
because it's a ritual.
Not only is it a filler, it's a waste of time in church, because the people you're doing the baby dedication from, they stand up there and they don't ever come to church. The daddy, sometimes you don't even see a daddy. And then you got these fake, I don't like God mothers. I'm just going to tell you, don't break a spirit.
He might be walking too hard, Adrian. He might be walking too hard. I had a lady,
I'm caught myself trying to date. And I think we had a falling out so many times because I told her, the hell with a godmother, godparent. I ain't seen one yet where a parent and mom and daddy leave, and then the baby all of a sudden become taken care of by a individual who is the godparent. I ain't there yet, and I ain't trying to get there. I'm closer to 100 than I am to 30, so I ain't taking it. Okay, so I'm sick with the baby dedications. I'm sick of them. Why don't you do them on an off day? If you want to do them, do it private. You and the preacher show up in the dungeon and go in his office, and you do it with all them people that's standing up there promising to do something. I didn't do that when I came to Jesus. So ritual. What are rituals? The church is tied into ritual. All right.
Hold on. Let me defend you right there, because you know you got a strong point. Let me defend you right there for people who don't understand. Because I don't want nobody to be triggered by what he said. So I'm going to defend him what he said.
You know they triggered.
Because you know they
like to buy the little white dress, and they know they like to have a little outfit. It's like a whole little party now, you know. JoJo getting christened, you know, like he being dedicated.
Everything he said about that was correct.
He tripped real hard. He talked about the daddy that wasn't there that came in for the church.
He walked way too hard. Okay, so let me not say everything he said. Mostly everything he said was correct. Putting them white shoes on him. Nah. He deserves to be defended. So, no doubt. My bachelor's is in biblical languages. No, other way around. My bachelor's is in Christianity. My minor is in biblical languages. And my master's in theological studies. So I'm
a theologian by choice.
No doubt.
I'm a wreck any one of you preachers because y'all don't read.
Fair enough. I'm a theologian by white people education. Remind me to bring that back up because I will, because I'm going to slash with a flaming sword all that white people education. You just give me a second. I'm gonna slash it. Just because I qualified myself don't mean I hang my hat on that. I'm a slash everything I just said. But let me defend him real quick. What Donald Baker said was, that ain't in the Bible. What he said was, full immersion is baptism. And since, now this is from a Protestant view, but even if you are a Catholic, the first church, as far as church goes, the first church, the ecclesia, well, it wouldn't, not necessarily... Catholic Church began as an ecclesia, turned more into the Kirche, the German word Kirche, the building, but that's over time. But until you get there, Donald Baker is saying that if you sprinkle your child, you ain't doing nothing, because you are obviously saying baby dedication, not upon birth, due to the fact that you don't believe in infant baptism, but you don't want to baptize your infant. You want to sprinkle your infant. What you just playing with water is what Donald Baker is saying. And I'm sure he would agree with my playing with water is what you're doing, and you wasting our time. And in that respect, as gently as possible, that is the definition of ritual, to make something up because you feel in your feelings about it, and then you make me feel bad for not coming, and then you leave my church because I won't do it, is a ritual. And that is fair, and everything he just said, that's 100% fair, because if you're Catholic, you're fully immersed in your infant. If you're Protestant, you ain't baptizing your infant. And there's no reason to dedicate a baby when that baby was formed by God himself.
Dunking these babies in the water. Sharon said it so well. It's a ritual.
It's a ritual rooted in original sin, though. Yeah.
I don't want to go here. I don't want to go here. But here's the thing is this. The black church, and of course the white.
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just talking black.
There are some things uniquely black.
Sharon said something that triggered my thought is that ducking babies in the water. Now, I'm apostolic.
Fair enough.
I'm apostolic. And apostolic people love to baptize people in the name of Jesus.
Yep, you're very big on the Holy Spirit. Very big.
That's a ritual.
Yep.
And it's not relational. Because the person you're dunking don't really understand. I think the person who truly become baptized is when you get a revelation of who Jesus is, what he is to you, and how important it is. And you're going to walk up to the preacher and say, I'm dirty. Take me under. Right. A baby coming out the womb a year later don't have a clue of being dirty and clean. Because there is no God. Uh-oh.
That's very Protestant thinking of you. For sure, except for that last sentence. We're very Protestant thinking of you, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Let me just defend Catholics real quick. Everybody was Catholic until 1521. October 31st, 1521, Martin Luther wrote his 31 Theses. Everybody was Catholic. Therefore, we all believed in infant baptisms, and we all believed in the deuterocanonicals, the extra books, and what they have inside the Old Testament. Original sin is to say, and if you're apostolic and if you're Baptist, so I grew up non-denominational and then chose to be Baptist, right? In fact, I didn't even know about God till I was 14. So when I got adopted, the year before I got adopted, I was non-denominational. By the time I was grown, I chose to be Baptist. But any apostolic...
Can you give me a little Baptist? Give me a little something.
Oh, well, you know. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Say he rocks me. Well, you know, I may or may not come from the hooping and hollering cloth. So we come from the same cloth. Oh, C.L. Franklin? That's a preacher's preacher. You ain't allowed to go to heaven. He's gone now.
You know the thing about C.W. Clark? This how he started.
Come on, man. That's how I learned how to do all this stuff. What you talking about?
And we are who we say we are, and because God is
agent.
And he go to climb.
He go to climb.
He finished, he don't say come to the altar.
Nah.
Turn and take his seat.
Agent. Agent. He ain't lying. That's them folk that they holler in C sharp. Like you know, you gotta be a bad man to get in the kids. This is how they pray. Our Father. Our Father in heaven.
Come
and
on,
you won't even know it. You won't even know it. He gonna transition you before you even know it, Adrian.
Go ahead.
Oh God.
Talk, preacher.
We thank you.
Yes,
sir. For all you've done for me.
Keep on moving.
When I think about change that you gave to my mother.
Come on,
change you gave to my father. Change you gave to me. When I think about all you understand that that's some CL Frank. I can't C sharp ain't my key, but you get the point though. You know what I'm saying? That's the yeah.
The women have done this.
Josh C gonna kick us all off his podcast.
Oh, you got the wrong one hosting tonight. Or Sherry said, good job hosting tonight, but I don't know. Hosting not yet. There may not be no check coming.
I learned how to hoop from C.L. Franklin. That's a preacher's preacher.
Was else,
No. He taught all of us.
Wait, don't forget Leo Daniels.
Yep. What you talking about? That's okay. Any Southern preacher got to know these names.
Leo,
you're not allowed to.
Well,
you're
not allowed to. That's it.
You ain't lying, man. You said something so cold that reminded me. So here's what here is what Donald Baker is saying, and then here is what Donald Baker is against, and I'm gonna break it down into something that I'm gonna try to do it, and I'm gonna try to do him justice. Donald Baker is saying that Jesus came. Said all y'all belong. That's Mark 1:19. Then Jesus says, since you know you, because the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom. Jesus came in Mark, the first gospel written, saying all of you belong. Now that you know that, now that you know that you belong in the kingdom, guess what? Do you believe? Believe in, right? Where I go, I have many, my father has many mansions, etc. Because guess what? If you do that, at some point, your behavior will change. Now, that is what Jesus established. You belong. You are worthy. Even if you don't think, no longer do I come here to call you servants, slaves. I come here to call you friends. That's John 15. No longer do I come here to call you slaves. I came here to call you friends. You belong here, Adrian. So Jesus goes, you belong. If you believe, at some point, your behavior will change. Think about that with the lady who committed adultery, right? They set Jesus up. Don't even bring out the dude because it's kind of hard to commit adultery by yourself. And then Jesus says, well, where are your accusers? She says, I have none. And then Jesus says, probably the best words to me, it's not the whole Bible. Go. And sin no more. Not stop sinning and then go. No. That's what we do today. Go, and eventually your behavior will change. But here's what we do today, Adrian. And it's the exact opposite of the trash. It's the exact semblance of the trash we experience today. The exact opposite of what Jesus established. Jesus first said, you belong. Not us today. First thing he says, Adrian, I don't know you. We extend you the right hand of friendship. That's not fellowship. That's friendship. We don't trust you until you take new member orientation. So we extend you the right hand of friendship. After 6 months, we'll see if you believe like we believe.
Shaking a preacher's hand.
You understand? After 6 months, if you behave like us, after 6 months, if you act like us, Adrian, then we will co-sign that you believe like us and you can be saved. And that's religion. Religion is the exact opposite of what Jesus established.
So it's a ritualistic event. It's the same way You got to come by letter. That's what I like. They used to, in the old church, you got to come by letter. The other church has to recommend you before you come to Jesus. I'm glad I got this word. Where you coming from? I'm coming from Mount Moriah Missionary Apostolic Pentecostal First Five Baptized Church.
That's a fact.
And I come and I got a letter. You coming by letter. Okay, we're going
to
take you.
But it got to be a good letter now, because that letter got to
be a good letter.
Your letter got to say that you're in good standing and everything, because you got to think. Everybody can't get a letter. You need to know somebody, and somebody need to have known you to get yourself a letter.
No, what it written, remind me to tell you what it really is. Keep going, Baker. Keep going.
That's why I got y'all. That's why I got you. They won't take us because we're dirty, but they'll take our money.
That's right. Steve. No. That's the whole. Go ahead. Go. Go ahead, Adrian. Because I was about to go to hell after what I was going to say.
He's my type of nigga. Oh, excuse me, this is in the churches. But I said nigga.
Yeah, nigga, but you in the trenches.
He said to me, he said, baby, I tell him all the time. I take the dope money from the streets. I take the money from the prostitute. Because if it's dirty, when it gets to us, it's holy.
Hey, look, there was no difference between dope money. What's the difference between dope money in 2023 and moonshine money in 1923 in the Prohibition?
Listen, man.
There's no difference. What's the difference between dope money and slave money?
Two out of 10 preachers are pimps. Two out of 10 preachers, two out of 10 of them are pimps.
You may be being modest with your number, but I don't, you know, we'll keep it at two.
I'm just getting somebody to say
let me say something.
Oh, we love pimps, though. Remember that. The world loves pimps. The church loves pimps.
The world loves pimps. The world loves pimps, and the world loves sex. And the two things that we don't talk about in the church is money, pimps, and sex. And the two things tearing up the church is money, pimps, and sex.
Because it's a ritual.
It's a ritual. A ritual is clearly when somebody at the top is winning and everybody is not. The church is one of the biggest pyramid schemes on the planet. On the planet. If you think about what a pyramid is, if you think about what a pyramid, in order to legally become a pyramid, you must have most or all of your income come from in-house and not outside. So a real business, a reputable business, has most or all of their money comes from outside the organization. Apple does not charge employees tithes and offering or $330 of auto ship payments for Herbalife or something like that. They get their money from Adrian, even though she's not an Apple fan, you get the point, though. They get their money from outside. The church does not get its money from outside. As a matter of fact, we spend a lot of time in the church having evening church with inside people without even inviting somebody from the outside, because Baker hit the nail on the head. Even the church today is simply a standpoint of making sure there is money, because I need this preaching engagement here in this country church, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So there's a lot, but let me just say this here, and then I'm going to light this on fire. Go ahead.
Here's the thing, and I know people are upset. I see people commenting. Some are cheering us on. Thank God we got some good cheerleaders like Grace and Shurian and Dee. You know, understand something. You're talking to two preachers. Did we lose him? He faint? Come back. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth.
Really? Leave him alone, you silly.
We got no way to leave him fainting right now. Don't fall on down. Bring him back. D, pop some oxygen in it. What my point is, what I'm saying is misunderstood, is that people fall in love with the preacher.
What are you?
Instead of falling in love with the church. Can you hear me? And what we have to get people to learn to do is fall in love with the church, with God. So the church don't look like another religious institution, because religion is made by God. It's a place where believers gather to worship the God they believe in.
But they haven't done that for so long, and that's the problem. You're dealing with.
My bad, my bad. I had Verizon. Verizon. Verizon was knocking on the door. I was like, "What is that going on?" And they was trying to give me free internet because I'm a disabled veteran. And I was like, "Well, look, I like what you're talking about."
On the thing talking
but
about.
I can't do it right now. And look, Deanna must have gotten nervous. I came back. I got 3 missed calls from her. Lord have mercy. But anyway, whatever y'all said, I missed. I don't know what you said.
Deanna was putting you down and making you come forth like Lazarus.
We told you come back, Lazarus. Come back. Come forth. I think that the issue is religion or ritual. Yes, it is. It is. I do not listen. I've got to be listen. I'm gonna show you something. Can y'all see this?
No, because you're not in the camera.
I love to put some Beijing on here.
Yeah.
And make it disappear.
Yeah, I just wait till my beard.
To whitewash stuff. The church refused to accept reality.
The church has stood on every major issue on the planet. From the existence of mankind, the church has been on the wrong side since its existence.
Please, we run out of time. But the church become that. I am sickened. I'm intoxicated with the theater, the pageantry, the antics of the church. I'm sick of praise dances.
My bad, Baker. I was supposed to break on camera, but that was too. You caught me by surprise.
You got from 8 to 80 babies and everything and mothers standing there and they grand and I watched it and they raised and they dressed up and they flying through the air and I'm sitting in church trying to get to Jesus and I can't get to Jesus because I'm looking for panties and there ain't no panties and I'm just tired and then you go to the strip club now that I go I'm just saying. And they throwing money.
I am right. All the way dead. I don't know what's.
I'm sick of that. That's a ritual. I am. If you're gonna get up there, I'm gonna lose all my clients and
everything.
I'm gonna say something. I know the books say David danced out of his clothes. They ain't coming out their clothes. They ain't coming with none on. I'm sick of it in the church. I don't like praise dances no more.
Oh my God.
If you want fake, then let them women come up there as what they call it.
Huh? Sit down. Twerking.
Twerking for Jesus.
Rituals and all this stuff that I'm not accustomed to. I come from Leo Daniels and Franklin, and I ain't calling the white Pentecostal churches. I come out of white Pentecostal church.
Man,
they told me what they told me was wrong. They didn't made it right now. Hello, that's another subject. But what I'm saying is church and joke, and church is full of a lot of stuff. I'm not into the pageant. I ain't even into, we went from praise team to choirs, from choirs to praise team. And I don't know where we are now. Do we? Is it praise team? Is it choirs? Is it a singer? Hell, I don't know. I get confused. What I'm addicted to is nothing but the raw, uncut gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't tell that it's a ritual. That's not a ritual. That's relationship.
It's not a ritual, but the way it's given, it can be ritualistic.
That's fair. That's fair.
The way that they do it, they always end up taking you to Calvary on the way, like that's the ritual of the gospel. The gospel is a complete ritual. It's the whole story. It's the whole story re-given, relived the same exact way. And even to the point where people's calls to salvation, their prayer, everything is the same. So if I'm sitting there and I have a relationship with Jesus, I have a relationship with God, I have a relationship, my relationship is good, but I'm watching you now give me your routine, your ritual in the middle of church. Maybe this is why people are getting gunned down in the damn street. I'm sorry. But I'm just saying. Because if we playing in the building, because we got so much rituals going on, we got routines going on, but no relationship, then we don't understand that we're lying to the whole, like, if God is the creator and we're in there lying about that part of who we are and how we are and what makes us who we are, how is it that we can then metamorphose into anything else but a bunch of shit?
Yeah, so there's so much here.
The church has become fake.
He said he didn't like praise dances. I know
that. I you know, normally I'm so trained to stay straight on camera, but I died. I died when he said that. I died.
I'm not there no more. When I was young, I liked to see him flying through the air. I almost took some money out one time. But somebody knows and say, you're in the wrong place, Baker. Put that back on.
I got that. Agent, I wasn't ready. I'm not allowed to.
Some feet look like they needed some money.
I got some serious media training.
All crickled up and black here. Like
you ain't ready for Donald Baker. Donald Baker is non-trainable because, unfortunately,
Asian, I got some serious media training. He caught me off guard with that one. I almost lost everything.
People, you're watching in the trenches. You're in the trenches, all right?
I should say, is the drill team safe? As the dress, and I get what he's saying.
And people with them whites and all that white shoes and their feet ashy and stuff. And you got old mothers up there trying to do it. And then, all right, don't do this to me. Then you got them girly boys who want to swing through the air too. And I'm sick of that. I'm sick of the sissies.
Let me mute my mic real quick.
Damn it, I'm tired, man. I'm getting too old.
You have heard it here on In the Trenches.
Let me jump in there before he lose all his customers. Let me just.
Because I'm just telling the truth. I'm saying what other people won't say. Now the host left me in charge. I'm sick of them sisters running through there and stuff. Yeah. Now, I'm having to praise dancing when they're women, and when you get these little skinny punks with them tight legs on flying through the air, I'm tired of that. When I come to church, I don't want to feel like I'm on Montrose.
That's some Houston talk. That's some Houston talk.
Fifth Street in Houston, Texas. They had to close it down because the hoes are out there bad.
Well, I don't need to look it up no more. He told you what it is.
Look up Bissonnette Street. I saw it on
the whole Southwest side.
The holes are out there.
Bissonnet, Beachnet, Beltway and Beachnet, 610 and Beachnet, Bissonnet, all of it. It doesn't matter. It's the
you
Southwest.
You can see the holes from the freeway flying over 59, the holes out there. Is that a ritual or relationship or religion?
That's a relationship for sure. That the,
well,
the...
guess what? It is, we gotta go, but let me tell you something. This and that in Houston, Texas, is where the holes are, they tell me. That's the new ABC 13. Montrose is where
that's a street name, Adrian.
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N P community. But when you go to church on Sunday morning, you got something that's even worse.
Well, okay. So remember I said earlier.
Ooh, this been rough here.
Yeah. You are. You are. Is it time to go already? Is it time to go?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. It's your thing, baby. Do what you want to do. I can't tell yes. you.
She is correct. Talking. These streets are very famous.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the church hiding behind the four walls. Is that a religion or ritual?
It's cowardice. Mm. It is comfort. It's using Jesus as a fire insurance policy. Woo! instead of doing the Great Commission.
See, most of the punks on Sunday morning, preachers punks.
Yeah, Adrian, I said a mouthful, Adrian.
Got to push on that, Tony. That day, Antonio, yeah. Push on that. Hold up, down, and wait a minute.
It's cowardice. Yeah, no, it's cowardice. For the church not to go outside the four walls is cowardice. It is comfort. It is to use Jesus as a fire insurance policy. And it is to go against the Great Commission. When you think about it, the church should never be healthy. If you have a healthy church, you are incorrect. You have failed. And if you have an unhealthy church, you are incorrect and you have failed. The church should never be healthy because as long as you have Adrian and Donald Baker, you should still be going out there going to get some Antonios and some Bissonettes, as Baker was talking about, and some Kirk, well, not Kirkendall, that's a good side of Houston, and some,
right, they got
some corporate, and be corporate and Beachnet and all that stuff. Because if the church is fully doing its job, Adrian, there's always going to be trouble in the church. How dare you have a healthy church? How dare you have evening church, but Sunday church, morning church, has no new members? It's cowardice because we're so concerned with our budgets that we don't worry about new members coming in until old members start dying who pay tithes. And now we need new members to replace those old members. And I'll push that further. We don't care anything about growth. See, because we'll swap members real quick. Oh, we'll love to take Adrian's members. Church did two baptisms all year. 120 new people joined the church. No. Dang. Two new people joined the church. 120 got swapped. You went to another man's fishing bowl or another woman's fishing bowl, and you didn't grab fish out their bowl and plant them in your church. But you did not grow, sir. You did not grow, ma'am. It's cowardice that we love the Lord so much we won't share him.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
I have a book.
Mm-hmm.
Several books, and one of the books I love so much is called The Hard Sayings of Paul. And I'm gonna chunk your hard saying.
Give it to me.
What was the name of Jesus' church that he attended?
That's what it was called. Head up.
He tore up the church. He was in the streets.
Head up. That's what he called
it. Yeah. My point is, when ministry is true ministry is when you're in the streets.
Right. And it's always in mess. Like, look, Baker, you said something so cold. You said something, you said something so cold. Heaven don't need ministry. There's no reason for ministry in heaven. And Donald Baker don't need no ministry. Adrian don't need no ministry. Ministry must happen in mess.
Don't mess with that, sir. Just like when I get to heaven, I don't need no mansion. I need a mansion here.
If you're going to do ministry, you need messy people to do it in. If without messy people, without messed up people, there is no ministry. But what do we do when we go to evening church? Adrian, we get a bunch of Adrians and sing and have a good time and swap money. That ain't church.
That's all it is. Anniversary number swapping money. I tell you a church secret.
You
like where you're Pastor Baker preached for Antonio, and Antonio gave me $5,000. And I got to bring him that $5,000.
Same $5,000. I need that same $5,000 on mine. Don't forget my anniversary.
And bring your members when you come. Boy, he go.
Bring your members. And if you don't bring your members, send your check and we still cool.
Brother, we have something in common. But listen, as much as we like to go on and.
You know what? Y'all is too funny because I go to a big church.
Call that church name. What's the church name? Go ahead. What's the pastor name?
I'll do it.
We want him on there. Call him on there. Get him on there. Can you get your pastor on?
Listen, if my pastor would become on this air, all I know is that the way that I see my pastor, he would see me different. Because he already see me one way. So he already know about D-Block Church and everything. So he know I'm a little touched anyway. But to come on here with y'all.
Do they have praise dances?
Yes.
Boy, we already know how he feels about praise dances.
I'm scared to tell him about our praise dances. Not only we don't have just praise dances, but we have, like you said, from 8 to 80. We have a different squad. So we have the babies, we have the intermediate, we got the young girls, and then we got the younger adults. Oh yeah, but there's someone that really, really, really is into the ministry of praise dancing. So she has taken it all the way through. You know what? I am with you alone. You know, it's funny because it's something about praise dance that everybody doesn't understand. And it's understand. Like, if you were out there performing,
you know, I've never broken so much on camera before. Adrian, I've never broken on camera so much before until he starts talking about praise dances. I'm
like embarrassed. I'm not even a praise dancer, but I'm embarrassed right now.
I'm tired of chicken in the church and praise dance. I'm sick of them too.
You know what? And that's what I'm saying. So that's why I was saying what I said about my church, though, because like we don't have chicken dinners. We refuse to do it. We don't have evening churches. We don't do evening church. And then when we do go out and we visit, like, you know, they always be like, bring the choir. But, you know, it's like 200 voices in our choir. So, you know, it's a come up. If we show up.
They send it
we don't do offering. We don't do any of that. Like, we just, you know what I mean? Like, he always makes it a point because he doesn't want other churches to just lean
that's
on
because
us.
Big churches understand principles outside the Bible to continue for it to grow. And that's what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep going. You spitting facts all over the place.
But I just
think that just to hear the difference, because one, you know, growing up in church, you know, you've seen everything. Even like you said about the mansion of 5,000.
I mean, praise dancer. What's the oldest praise dancer in your church?
Listen, all I know is that on some real, we have older praise dancers, but they have me in my pew tired because I'm thinking, shit, I wouldn't have did that.
They don't have
I wouldn't have did that. Like they got it moving. They got the legs lifting, but they're nice. They're dressed nice. And that's what I'm saying. Like, so I think it's about an interpretation of dance.
I'm just sick of praise dances and
politics. I don't know why I have no defense against this. I have no defense. I don't know why I have no defense against this.
Antonio, you can't say anything. Because people be all tight. Their clothes be tight. They have no girdles. They have nothing. Everything is just flapping and everything is flopping. So
I think that's why I got a defense. It's so relatable. It's so relatable.
There's nothing that you can say to it because it's like, it's offensive. Some of the shit that we have to go through to sit there and watch them do what they fucking do, excuse me, is like offensive. Shit, Donald, I'm with you.
in an E and F cup praise dance.
Did you see them dancing?
Me and Arshia are just, we don't know what to say about y'all. Me and Arshia don't know what to say about this topic.
Justin, you set this up every time y'all bring up
praise dances. Well,
listen, I don't know what to, I didn't know he's having. But listen, people, listen. Thank you, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
You're always awesome.
And yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Listen, I love you guys, and of course, my girl. I'm gonna start calling her my girlfriend. You ain't got no husband now.
No, I do not.
Don't ask. You ain't supposed to answer that loud. You got a man like me sitting next to you, going, oh, "Okay, then. Okay, then. You know. You already know.
Come on in.
You already know. Okay.
This ain't no Christian broadcast.
Okay. You already know. You already know. Tell my man to holler at me, cause he's telling the vent to me. Cause you already know, he already claimed the daddy role. That means husband, daddy.
You're in trouble.
He's daddy, and you know what that means. You understand? I got your back, my bro. I got your back, bro. I got your back. Cause I know I got me. I act just like you. I date just like her.
Coming in our studio looking like that.
You ain't gonna never find no Adrian single. You understand? There's always a cat like me grabbing her up. Shout out to you, player. I feel you. Shout out to you. Don't worry about it. You know what? She just need more training. Don't worry about it.
Came back yet.
I know. I done lost my whole look.
Listen, people. Listen. We
He's
have
praise dancers. Look, go back.
Religion is religion a ritual? I think you learned something tonight. Having these two great guests on tonight, as always, and they're family to the show. Joshine, you did it this time. I mean, either we're going to go up in ratings or fall down, or they're going to cut you off all platforms. Now, I want to end the show again by saying thank you. Thank you so much. And listen, people, remember, again, next week at the same time, same station, hopefully the same crew.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Maybe we'll be talking some other shenanigans. All right, but it's something good. I think we have been.
I'm just a humble guest, y'all. I'm just a humble guest.
I'm just. I am too.
You dropped some shit too. Don't act like you did.
Let's end the show.
You started these damn things. Talk about. I never really felt anything tangible from the church until I was,
Let's go.
Childhood and adulthood were not always glamour. Depression. Lack of love treatment, loneliness, suicide.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.